Chief UN investigator Detlef Meles asked the Security Council Tuesday for help in persuading Syrian authorities to cooperate with his probe. The Meles investigation issued last week concluded that the February 14th bomb attack that killed the former Lebanese prime minister could not have been organized and carried out without the approval of top-ranking Syrian security officials and the collusion of their counterparts in Lebanon. Rami Khoury, editor of the Beirut Daily Star, says that for months, many people in Lebanon and elsewhere have said that the Syrian security agencies were involved in the assassination of Rafiq Hariri.
Now you have this strong evidence coming out of a very meticulous and serious investigation mandated by the UN Security Council. So it's a very strong political indictment of the whole Syrian regime and the security apparatus it had set up in Lebanon. This is a very strong accusation against the Syrian regime, which is going to cause it great problems.
Syria's UN ambassador angrily refuted the Meles Commission findings and charged that Damascus is being unfairly singled out, despite what he called a lack of credible evidence of Syria's involvement. But Rami Khoury says the UN Security Council is acting appropriately.
That is important for international legitimacy. It cannot be seen as an American or European-led process. This sets the precedent for perhaps other situations like this in the Arab world where security agencies have been accused of crimes and therefore may be held accountable.
Nadia Bilbasi, senior correspondent for Al Arabiya Television, says she and many others in the Arab world were not surprised by the results of the investigation. But she also notes that some believe that the United States is eager to blame the government in Damascus, as it did Saddam Hussein for possessing weapons of mass destruction.
When the results came out, people confirmed that although there is denial in certain places, like of course in Syria, probably in other parts of the Arab world, that could not happen, and basically the United States were already planning attack on Syria like we've seen in Iraq, and now they have the perfect proof that in fact the Syrian regime has been involved in this. As you know, the coverage regarding this tension between the U.S. administration and the Syrian government has been going on for long.
Nadia Bilbasi says what the Syrians fear most is a replay of U.S. intervention in Iraq.
What the administration was trying to do was to isolate the government of Bashar al-Assad, trying to impose so many restrictions on them. But we've seen now an international solidarity with the Americans. In fact, it's led by the French. And now we have the British. They're trying to get the Russian and the Chinese to be on board, basically introducing a new resolution in the Security Council.
Nadia Bilbasi says that pressure has been mounting since the implementing of Security Council Resolution 1559 and the withdrawal of Syrian troops from Lebanon. She says Syria is in a very difficult position with respect to the international community.
Their option of maneuver is very limited. So I think if there is good advisers around Bashar al-Assad, they will tell him he's better cooperate. Because this time, unlike the Iraq war situation, it was not just the United States who wanted to rush to war and punish the regime.
But British journalist and UN reporter Ian Williams says that the United States may have difficulty bringing some other members of the Security Council on board for imposing sanctions on Syria.
The problem is, I think, that some of the Security Council members will feel that the US and France with Britain might be jumping the gun a bit. They're discussing a resolution now on what to do with the report, but the inspector's been given until December the 15th to continue his investigations. There's enough evidence to take before a grand jury, but not quite enough to take up in front of a proper court yet. I think it's becoming a sort of life and death matter for the regime. And I think what the report really shows is just how pervasive the Syrian control of the Lebanese state was. Not only does it show that the Syrians controlled the place, but it makes it increasingly unlikely that anyone will believe that an assassination plot could be carried out without the Syrians knowing, condoning, and supporting it.
Diplomats say it is unlikely that sanctions could be imposed on Syria until after the term of the investigation runs out on December 15th. But U.S. officials are saying they hope to bring the resolution to a vote at a foreign minister-level Security Council meeting early next week. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.
شوف مشاني زمان قال لي تعال نروح للحب بعد عزيزني اللي رجع تاني حتى يشفي مجروح القلب وشوف مشاني زماني قال لي تعالى نروح للحب بعد سنين قال لي رجع تاني حتى يشفي مجروح القلب اللي مشيت ورجع تمشي واللي قسيت ورجع تقسي اللي مشيت ورجع تمشي واللي قسيت ورجع تقسي فوق الشوق